the 9th chapter of Isaiah. Now pay close attention, because it's going to unfold prophetically. See, this thing, this Christmas day, this Christ's birth had been prophesied many years before it transpired. So we're going to unfold it prophetically in the Old Testament and then progressively in the New Testament. It's an ongoing thing. He's not through yet. He's not through with me. I'm expecting a whole lot more. So Isaiah chapter 9, accurately, the Spirit of God is real accurate. I say the Spirit of God is real accurate. And so we begin looking at the 6th verse, and there's a harmony or a chronologically or a number of things that is revealed to us here before it happened. Unto us a child is born. But that's not all. Unto us a son is given. That's not all. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's not all. And his name shall be called what? What else? What else? What else? What else? Of the increase of his government and peace. Ooh, glory. It hasn't ended yet. There shall be no end. What else does it say? Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Notice now. To order it. And to establish it with judgment. And don't get afraid of the judgment, because the judgment is on the devil. I've already been judged. I was judged 2,000 years ago. Had a man called Jesus took my judgment. And his judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And notice what it said at the end of this text I'm reading. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. So I don't have to perform it. You see, under law you have to perform. Under grace you receive promises. It's not so much what I do as what he did. All right, let's go to another text in the New Testament now to clarify. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and we're going to begin at verse 31. Then I'll name a subject and chop around it for a few minutes to bless you. How many don't mind getting blessed on Christmas morning? From the word of God. I heard him say, give me a revelation. Didn't he say that? Give me a revelation. All right. Luke 1, 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name what? He shall be great, and he shall be called a son of the highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Look at the prophecy being fulfilled now. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the high shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, what shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. Who was called barren. Said she couldn't have no children. See, this supernatural reading here. Now, it get real supernatural now, because the angel said something in verse 37 that has something to do with my subject. It's an unwrapping we're going to do here this morning. We're going to unwrap a gift this morning, all right? Notice what the angel said now. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Good God Almighty. How many of y'all believe that? For with God, nothing should be impossible. And then so does she said after that, she didn't understand it in the natural. She said, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Now watch what she said. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel said, she got it now. And he departed from her. All right? Now, this is a long subject, but I couldn't congeal it because it's something I want to say to you, the Spirit of God wants to say. Opening, celebrating, partaking of the gift of all possibility on daily basis. Let me give you that again now, because when I start opening it up for you, you're gonna need this. Opening, it's like unwrapping a gift. That's what we're here this morning. See, by revelation and by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, these few moments, we're going to unwrap Jesus. Now, the only way to unwrap Jesus is by revelation. See, you just can't read and unwrap Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can unwrap him. But he'll be by unwrapping him, you'll get healed. You'll get your answer. So it's opening, celebrating, second thing, got to celebrate him. And then the Lord says, partaking of the gift of all possibilities on daily basis. So the Spirit of God says, today from the inside, we celebrate and open the gift of Jesus. Notice he said from the inside, because you cannot celebrate him no other way. You see all this material things and things we enjoy, but it's really not a celebration of Jesus. The real celebration, the real opening of a gift is on the inside. And you have to have divine assistance of the Holy Spirit to open, to celebrate, and partake of all these possibilities that God have made possible. He said, unto us a child is given, but he went further. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let me begin to talk about his government. I'll talk about it in a few minutes. The Holy Spirit help us to unwrap him, that we may thank God for this glorious day properly. Not just mistletoes and the trees and all that, you know, turkeys and dressing. And all that's good within itself. I'm going to eat something today myself. But let me make this statement again. The Holy Spirit helps us to unwrap him. That we may thank God for this glorious day properly. Can I get an amen? Amen. This is the glorious day, isn't it? Yes. Isaiah, turn back to Isaiah, because I want to show you in that text. As we opening and celebrate and partake. Now, the partaking is important, isn't it? It's like you opening it and somebody bought you a new sweater and you never put it on. Tell me, oh, how pretty it is. And 2 years later, they say, how you enjoy your sweater? Well, I never wore it yet. See, some of us never wore Jesus like we need to wear him. But today we're going to open him up so you can wear him right. He's not just at church. And he's not just on this day. He's every day. And he can produce possibilities in your life supernaturally, that he can cause things to happen, and no other way it would have happened to you unless you got hooked up with him properly. See, now understand, now this is a spiritual unwrapping into a manifestation. Oh man, you're robbing me. See, Jesus, to unwrap Jesus, you unwrap him spiritually. But all of a sudden, he become a manifestation. Oh, let me talk to you. I say you have to unwrap him spiritually. You have to unwrap him by faith. You got to believe that all the gospel say he is, all the gospel say he can do, and all the miracles you see him doing in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, he can do it again. Because the Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen, amen, church. I said amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all over here say amen.
Amen.
All right, all right. Now, In Isaiah chapter 9, prophetically, we get a sevenfold look at Jesus that still works today. I don't know what look you need to see this morning, whatever you're dealing with, wherever you're trying to go, whatever you're trying to accomplish in your life, one of these looks going to handle you. When the Holy Spirit unwrap this part of the paper, you're going to see, oh, that's my part right there, you see. First of all, the child, until the child is born, the cradle and the Holy Ghost. This child, Jesus, was born of the Holy Ghost. Didn't have no earthly father. This is a supernatural child. This is a supernatural celebration. We'll find out that commercials and the people of this world who saying happy holidays, they don't have nothing else to say because they don't really know what this day is. This is not a holiday, this is Jesus' day. So we got the child born. And then unto us a son is given. And I wrote the son, the cross, and the Holy Father. He gave the son through the cross. Our Father gave us his son to die. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. See, I never saw that in that scripture for years. He gave his only begotten son. He didn't give him in the cradle. He gave him at the cross. He died and he released a grace on us that we can live the abundant life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask you something. Don't rob yourself this morning because you're not going to rob me. Don't rob yourself. I want you to hear this. I got this in me. I want you to hear it. I want it to become a blessing to you. I want you to unwrap Jesus all the year long. Every time you need something, I say, I'm going to unwrap him. I'm going to unwrap this right now. There's nothing impossible to you. Then he's not only the child, he's not only the son, but bless God, he's the Savior. He's the Savior. He's the Christ. He's the Holy Son. Anybody believe that? And number four, he's the king. Isaiah pointed out about his kingdom. You don't have no kingdom without a king. He's the king of kings and lord of lords. He's the master of everything. Glory to God. I say he's the master of everything. He's the master of every situation. He's the master of every blessing. How many of y'all ready to get blessed? He's the master. It's possible for him to bless you in a storm. It's possible for him to bless you in a fire. He can bless you in trouble. You don't know how you're going to get out. But he specialized in bad cases. Somebody here might have something going on in their life, and it seemed like every earthly help they tried to get, they say nothing can happen. But that's not the end of it. You're a child of the living God. You have rights to step into the realms of the supernatural that God can come out and do something impossible. I said, God, come out and do something impossible for you. Listen to what the Holy Ghost says. One taste of grace can change your place. I receive. One taste of grace in any given situation can change your place supernaturally, and that which told you you couldn't go never dawned on them how you got out. He's the king. When I say he's the king, there's a word, two words that go along with that. The Holy Ghost, when he's telling me to unwrap Jesus, when I said he's the king, the Lord answered it. The Holy Spirit said he's the conqueror. So it reminds me, turn to Romans 8:37, it reminds me that if I'm in him and he is in me and he's the king and he is the conqueror, I must be something. What is it in Romans 8:37? That's it? 39 or 37?
In all things, we are more than conquerors.
That's 37?
Yes, sir.
Come on, read this thing. Everybody got a Bible. What? Nay, in all these things.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Yep. are you dealing with this morning? God, dog, this Christmas, you ought to be to open this thing up.
Come on, Apostle.
What have told you you're not going to make it?
Come on, Apostle.
Who say you defeated this morning?
What?
I tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. By revelation, you are more than a conqueror.
Yes.
What did he say? I said, you're not just a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror. Through him. He is the king. Then he talks about the kingdom. In that chapter in Isaiah, prophetically about the kingdom, about his kingdom. And first word came to me, you listening? Citizenship. I have citizenship in the kingdom right now. That means I can activate a kingdom manifestation. Because I'm a child of God. I can, because of Jesus, I can function in the supernatural. Because I'm a child of God. Because of Jesus, nothing is impossible for to happen in my life. Why? I'm a child of God. Come on, talk to me. So that what seemed impossible is only a stepping stone for me. For I'm in Christ. And I'm a child of God. I'm not just a citizen of the United States.
Yes, sir.
I am a citizen of the kingdom of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
You a citizen? You saved? You've accepted Jesus? You got Jesus in your heart? All right. You're a citizen now. Hallelujah. Then notice it. Go back to Isaiah 9. Notice he gave us a name. He conferred power on us. The power of attorney is given to the spirit world in Jesus' name. Heaven courts. Overrule worldly court. We have a heavenly lawyer. Somebody of age say he never lost a case. Every time he's sort of like a Johnny Cochran. Every time he walk in the courtroom say, oh man, case over. You remember Johnny? Johnny died, but you remember Johnny? I don't know if no case Johnny lost. Johnny walk in the court and say if the glove, what it says, don't fit. We have an attorney that never lost a case. He haven't lost death case, sickness case. He wouldn't lose the case when Lazarus died. He said, oh, don't worry about it. Only believe you'll see the glory of God. Tell me why you're laying him at. He never lost a case. Woman traveled with her only son going to bury him. He said, that's our only child. She needs somebody to take care of. He said, stop. He told the undertaker, stop. He never lost a kid. Y'all want to unwrap him?
Yeah.
For a few moments?
Yes, sir.
The name, he confessed, said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Whatsoever you demand in my name. See, all this is Christmas. This is Christmas. That's why Christmas all the year, you see. Because I use that name. Every time I use that name, it's Christmas.
Right.
Christmas made this name possible. And then the government, which we're just coming into the revelation of his government. Conform us to the image in the spirit. See, it's a spiritual government we're talking about. Then notice what it says. From just in Isaiah 9, it talks about increase. How many of y'all can handle some increase? Well, I declare, today, since you came to this service this morning, the spirit of increase will be on your life, on your family, on your home, on your job, on your business. Everything from this day forward will be increased. Every good thing. I'll announce that on the Lord, in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'll announce increase on your life this morning because you're in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. Will you receive that? If you receive that, say amen.
Amen.
peace. Supernatural peace. Then order. Divine order. Our life needs to be in a divine order. As many as led by the Spirit of God will remain in divine order. Your senses is not a good enough compass. Your intellect don't have the understanding, enough understanding to travel this road. He said he'll lead me into green pasture beside the still water in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Can I get an amen at the church?
Amen.
Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. I'm going to close in a minute. Sit down a minute. It says that he would establish us. It said there would be no end. That's what the prophecy said. And then they get over in the New Testament and say, be goodwill toward men. And then I was told, tell you, shout this out. Let me read it, then you can shout it out. Shout it out, darkness has lost control over the earth. Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. Yeah, we the light of the world. You talking about a Christmas light. You look at somebody walking in the glory of God, you talking about some light shining. I have a lot of lights in my yard if you pass by my house, but there ain't nothing compared to the light of being a Christian. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Satan can't put it out. My, my. I want to see a few things, not to be ugly. I have a prophecy. I'm going to prophesy. Then we're going to take communion. But I want to say a few things, not to be ugly. But I need to get you to understand that Christ is an inner gift. That's the reason the world says happy holiday, a season greeting. Because the world cannot really celebrate Christmas. They're celebrating a holiday. We're celebrating a holy day. Christmas is not for commercials. No, here's what the Holy Ghost says. Christmas is not a commercial day. Christmas, no, Christ's birth is set for conversion. To change people. Now that was five, then I'll close. That was five aspects of the prophecy of Jesus. It says, turn to Matthew 1:23. It said he would be born of a virgin. Accurate. Born of a virgin. Matthew 1:23. What it says there. Don't you ever forget that. When you get in a crisis, when you have spoken the name of Jesus, then declare Emmanuel. You knowing the meaning, you saying that in this thing, whatever it is, they're trying to take me out or try to shut me out, God is with me. Everybody say Emmanuel.
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 Now I'm going to give you one more chance with your stubborn self to say Emmanuel. You're going to need this week. God sent you here for me to minister to you, so I don't have no time for you being cute. So let's say it now. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I'm trying to bless you, child. Then secondly, prophecy, he'd be born in Bethlehem. Look in Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. I'm about 5 minutes from closing. He'd be born in Bethlehem. He'd be born in Bethlehem. He couldn't born nowhere else. I want to show you the accuracy of God. And the same way the accuracy of Jesus can be in your life. In every situation. By the Spirit of God. If you unwrap him right. You see, as a believer, are you listening to me?
Yes,
as a believer, you should be celebrating every day of your life. Every day Christmas. Both in revelation, watch this now, and manifestation. Y'all heard that over there? Both in revelation and manifestation, because the Bible says God is not holding no good thing from you. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you what people say you can have. You can't let people dictate to you how far you're going to go. How blessed you're going to be. You can't let this religious spirit get a hold of you. God said there's no limit. Nobody in here don't want to be blessed. Both spiritually and materially and physically and every other kind of way. You got to be out your mind. I don't want that blessing. Person sitting next to you said, give it to me. You just sit there. Sit there. Well, you got it in 2:6. I want you to see it so you can reread it with your family. Born in Bethlehem. And then it's prophesied there's going to be a star in Matthew 2:9-10. It was a star led them wise men. You see, it was a star. It was a special star. Star leading you to a star.
Right.
Then it was prophesied wise men would bring gifts. You say, where that at? It was in Matthew 2:2 and then 9 and 10 again. And we just read in the first chapter in the 23rd verse, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. All right. Let me give you the prophecy he gave me this morning for you. Stand up so I can give you this prophecy. I heard the Spirit of the Lord says, and may it be to you and your loved one the rest of your days, and to emphasize the glorious birth of Christ, the Lord gave me this prophecy in the Spirit. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. The glory of the Lord is falling. Now, glory represents his presence. My presence is being released among you to transform every fiber of your being. Renewing your mind, cleansing your heart, invigorating your body. Opening myself fully to you. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. No, no, no. Don't hesitate, for it's time to celebrate. For it's time to celebrate. Celebrate my son. Celebrate the birth of my son. For you know all of the battles has been won. Celebrating the gift of all possibilities. Come on, raise your hand and praise God there. Raise your hand and praise God there. Now, apostle Shikor Vistoromar. You know, I was trying to tell you something in English. There's a special way. That was a man complained one time to me. He says, you know, my wife always healthy. She always healed. And I'm always fighting something. But he didn't recognize she's taking communion every day. Now, you a priest, you know. You can take communion, you know, at your house. You see, but now don't go take communion at your house, don't show up at the church, because the Bible said in Hebrews 10:25. No, let's get it straight. Forsake not the assembly of yourself. See, you get off, you getting by yourself, you're going to get selfish. Then you're going to be the prophet, the apostle, pastor, everybody, all to yourself. You're all in one, you know. That's the way God designed it. But there's something you need to know about communion. Yes. Communion is a divine medicine. Yes. Let me tell you a problem we're having. You can get the table, Mac. Let me tell you a problem we're having. We're going to serve it because I want you to take it together. I'm going to show you a special way to do it that you can get your healing. One of the problems we have is we combine in communion in one pile. There's a dual revelation in communion. The blood is for forgiveness. The body is for healing. And so when you take the bread, tune it, you call on healing. That's his body. Then when you drink, thank God I'm under the covenant. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. Thank God I'm forgiven. All my past sin, all my present sin, and all my future sin. See that? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I see, the church religiously can't handle that. But Jesus took all your sin. See, yeah, but now, tell me, go ahead and do what I want to do? No, if you say, when you think about the goodness of God and how much God loves you, you're not going to sin. You're not going to practice no sin. But people need to know, child of God, Christian in this house, you need to know you're forgiven, because that's the first order of receiving from God. God is not holding no pass on you. You heard me? Now let me get here while I can get to this. And we're going to, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're doing good. We're making good time. The partaking of Holy Communion this morning is going to be special to you. Matter of fact, Christmas, I don't know who ever took communion on Christmas. You know, to take communion on Christmas, they had to fall on second Sunday. But this morning, all the manifestation that belong to you from communion will come right before you. If there was, God forbid, a tumor on your body, this morning you're going to put it on Jesus' body. If you got diabetes, this morning you're going to take the diabetes and going to put it on Jesus' body. Now, give grace a space to work. See, this communion is a grace from God. All right? And the grace partake of God's promises. Yes, so now, once you put it on, and I'm going to show you how to do it from the scripture. Once you put your sickness, because I ain't going to ask y'all how many sick and what you're dealing with. I know in the body of Christ, because of us dumb preachers. That's why you're sick, because of dumb preachers. We didn't teach you right. So I'll just take the responsibility right now. So I ain't going to ask how many sick. The body of Christ sick because of dumb pulpits. But I'm taking the dumbness out of this pulpit this morning. And every one of you all, everyone on the sound of my voice, everyone on the sound of my voice on the internet, get some water, crack or something, because something about to happen this Christmas Day. You'll never forget it. Every one of the members of this church carrying some type of sickness, I'm telling you right now, you're about to get healed. If the symptom act up this week or act up today or act up tomorrow, just said, that's under the blood of Jesus. I'm healed. Now, I want you to hold your bread and wine. They're going to serve you in a few moments. And I want you to stand. You're going to take this thing like a Christian woman and a Christian man. And you're going to have the understanding that don't be guilty. You're not guilty. You can't be guilty if you're in Christ. Is Christ guilty?
No.
Well, I'm not guilty then. It's grace. It's not the law. It's the new covenant in my blood. Father, we thank you for this table right now, that it carries out the blessings and the manifestation you want to carry out. We bless this bread and bless this wine. as the people take it, we take communion in a new way this morning with a new anointing. We thank you that the manifestation and the miracles began in this service on Christmas Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Serve the people now. You hold it. I'm going to tell you exactly how to take it. You may be seated. Hold it. It don't take us long. I'll tell you exactly how to take it. Tell three people I'm about to get healed. And if you got a loved one in trouble, what? Pow, Jesus. If you got somebody in your family that's not here.